Okay, so just to be clear, you're gonna make me come as many times as you can, but you are gonna come at least 3 times. Damn straight. Okay, that's impressive. So 3 times in an hour for you, and however many times for me. That's a bold statement. I don't think it would be a good idea to hold me to a number either. That would be. But I do expect you to count afterwards when I post this, or even if I just send it to you. You have to count. You're gonna keep track of it. Little tally mark. That's awesome. All right. So the Kegel balls that I got have pretty much been in all morning since we talked earlier and you told me to put them in. So they're still in again. Sneezing felt really, really interesting. Oh, you want to know? Okay. Oh, got it. It felt really interesting, and of course, like I walked into Starbucks, and I'm like ordering at the thing, and they're like, "Oh, it's a long line," so I'm literally just standing there, and like kind of shifting on my feet back and forth, and you can feel the weight of like the Kegel balls like kind of jiggling around. It's interesting. Okay, so they're in right now. How are we doing this? Am I leaving them in, or am I taking them out? And are you gonna tell me to keep them in there for a little bit before putting something else in, or what? I know, I sent you the pic of all my new toys, so but okay, but I can't use the glass one. The glass one's been saved. It's been set aside. It's been requested that I use that with someone else, so the glass one is off limits. The appeal. Well, the glasses, it can be cold, which is really, really awesome, or it can be warm. And so, seeing as how I haven't had sex in, what are we going on, like 6 weeks, having something warm inside of me that would kind of simulate like an actual penis would be fucking awesome. No, you could just put it in hot water. What is what? The little pink thing, the little rabbit? It's a clitoral stimulator. The little pink thing. Yeah. I always, seriously, you should always masturbate laying down. I mean, in my opinion. That is actually a vibrator, and it's called a plushy bendy. And I'm so stoked that I actually got to use that last night. And it is about 2.5 inches in diameter. So it's decently thick. It's about 6 inches long. And it's got like 10 speed function thing, and it bends. So like I can bend it at different angles if I want to. It's fucking awesome. And then of course I have, That is a is just a clit simulator, which I wasn't gonna buy because I have my Hitachi and I don't see how any clit simulator could like be better than a Hitachi. But I was curious, and it actually, like, when I tried it at the, when I say tried it, I mean like you don't actually try it at the sex, you know, things. You like put it on your nose if you actually want to try it. I don't know if you know that, but that's the best way to, like, try out a sex toy is to put it on your nose. Well, you learned something new. So the next person you're with, if she, like, wants toys or whatever, she should be sampling right on your nose. Because the nerves in there are very similar to the cluster that is in your clitoris. And the only reason I know this is because I had a friend who ran a sex shop for a really long time, and so she gave me like this great tour of the sex shop. And she's like, oh, she's pulling stuff out of the pack, and she's like, here, try this on your nose. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, just try it. So that's how I know. You're kidding me. You're stupid. Oh God, bend over something when you say, and then make me sneeze so I clench around you. Anyways, so I haven't actually used the little pink clit simulator. In fact, I don't even think it has batteries in it, so I don't think we can use that either. So it's pretty much the beads that are in, the pink plushie, my other dildo that I already had, the Hitachi. I technically have attachments for my Hitachi that I could use if you want to. Those make the Hitachi really loud, though. Like, you slap it on the end of the Hitachi and it gets fucking loud. Which is cool. Okay. Alright. Whatever feels best. Alright, I'm gonna leave the balls in for now and then we'll see where we go from there. I think the big plushie, the bendy plushie, will be fun. Because I like it because it vibrates inside of me while I have the Hitachi on the outside of me. And that's just fun. So let's get that ready. So I learned something because I haven't bought sex toys in a really long time, just so you know. This whole rechargeable sex toy thing is fucking awesome. I mean, this one isn't, but like the Nora is totally rechargeable. Yep, they totally do. You are more than welcome to get one of those, and we can totally make that happen. Mm-hmm. told you, it's the word. It's teledildonics. It's fucking awesome. No, I told you. Actually, Washington told me, and I've been telling other people because it's just fucking funny. No, didn't I send you that article? I thought I'm the one who sent you that from like February like 14 or something like that, 2015. That's fucking funny. I mean, like, this toy, like, it just fucking bends, dude. It, like, bends whatever way. That's just fucking cool. I'm sorry. Continue. I'm totally just, like, playing with it. Like, something shiny. Do you have a pocket pussy or anything like that? You have a hand. Two hands, even. Wow. You mean you're not a one-handed internet stranger talking to me? I guess you do need two hands to play the bass, don't you? Are you on the actual website? I think it's like www.loveence or something like that.com. Gotta watch the video of how it works. So apparently the faster I fuck myself with it, the tighter it'll contract around you. And the faster you stroke yourself with it, the bigger the rotation on the Nora will get. You should totally do it. Imagine all the fun we could have. I think it's only like $99. Well, it was on sale when I bought mine. Was on sale for 100. Well, the Nora was on sale. It was like 50% off because the Nora is usually 200. So it was on sale for 99, but they fucking got me with the shipping. Those fuckers. It was like $40 shipping. Should totally happen. I mean, I might never go to work because we'd be really busy doing that. We're gonna both lose our jobs because we're fucking so much. God, that would be awesome. And you know, you're in the they I think they have that place, don't they, in San Francisco? The whole God, don't they have like a BDSM or something like that? Like a cam thing set up down there? I'm almost positive they do. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Of course you do, you pervy man. That's fucking awesome. Of course you did. Of course you. Why am I not surprised that you've been there? This is not shocking at all. They do? Do they really have them there? Like, for people to use? So I wouldn't have to go buy my own. I could, like, use a city. Oh my god. That's almost fucking worth it. Is there, like, an entry fee? How does this work? Tell me more. Of course you are. You should research and tell me. I know you're going to. And the awesome part is you're gonna research how I can get on a Sibian. Fuck yourself, wild. The armory. I've gotta remember that. Send me the link to that. God, we live in an awesome state. Oh no. You might have to leave your bed, go down to the couch. No, I understand that. I feel for you, dude. I really feel for you. I'm so glad that I have an internet extender so that, like, I get awesome signal in my room. I literally got the internet extender. I got the internet extender so that, like, I could have an awesome Wi-Fi signal in my room. 'Cause, yeah. Yeah, they totally do. How can you be a sound person and not know all this techie stuff? I don't get it. It's. As a, you're supposed to keep up on that shit because of the field you're in. It's don't apologize to me. You are. You're letting the terrorists win. Okay, so you remember that one commercial from like Wendy's or whatever, or it was some other place, and they said, "What the fuck, a potato or something like that?" what is this, Russia? And so now there was a coworker that was Russian, and the nickname, her nickname became the potato. That's just what we, the potato. And not very many people understood why it was the potato, which made it even better. But a lot of people started calling her the potato, so. Oh, laughing makes them clench. Fuck. In a good way. In a really, really good way. That's your other internet cyber slut, not me. Are you officially on the couch now? Coughing also, I mean, like, but I knew coughing because I've, like, coughed while someone's been inside me, and yes, you can feel that tightening happening, so, yeah. You should do that with any person you have sex with. You gotta make them cough. Oh. That's gonna be your new thing. Make them sneeze so you can feel them clench around you. Pepper. Just like a handful of pepper. Just boom, right as you come. Be doing it like doggy style, and then like throw some pepper on the pillow and like bury their face in it so that they have no choice but to keep getting fucked by you. Think the time is right, tell me to pull out the balls, okay? Alright, so what time is it? What, you have to tell me. See, that's true. You don't tell me what to do. You totally just go along with whatever I want. You don't tell me what to do. You actually normally just kind of free flow whatever happens, don't you? I don't think that's really you. No, I want it to be you, not you trying to do something you wouldn't normally do. Me too. I think that would be fun. I told you. On that string. You suck on my clit. Use those rough guitar fingers. Fuck yes.
whispered me what. Don't stop. Just for you, please, yeah. just like using my pussy and just using it. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Stop, right? You're gonna keep fucking me. I know I need you to keep fucking me. You know my pussy wants more. Always wants more. Oh God, please. Oh fuck. Oh God. Right there. that. It's all my cum. All belongs to me. All your cum is for me. Trying to touch you off for a little bit. Was that the first one or the second one? What? We don't
don't have a minute. Well, I think it's time to pull out those Kegel balls. So let's see what that sounds like. And when I say that, I mean for the sake of Gone Wild, we're going to see what that sounds like.
Okay, so it's two balls. And then it's connected by a string.
Well, those are nice and wet. I think you would enjoy tasting these. Should I? Okay, let's taste them. No, they slid out really, really easily. I'm fucking soaked down there, though. No, I mean they're not super wide, but dude, I taste awesome. I'm not gonna lie, I taste pretty good today. I mean, this is like, how long have I had these in for? Since we talked earlier, since like what, 7, 8? So what, 8 to like 3:30 or something like that. See, they make this like jingle noise. Can you hear that? But apparently people can't hear that when I walk around because, I mean, I can feel it jiggling, but okay, so these are over here now. And now, I used this last night, the plushy bendy thingy. It was fucking awesome. You did, because you were outraging, doing awesomeness, being, you know, your alter ego. Outrageousaurus Rex. So, crazy enough, like, I bought this toy last night, right? And the lady was like, do you have lube? And I was like, well, of course, because I do have lube. Like, I have, like, this big-ass bottle of, like, Joe right by my bedside table. But I rarely use it. So, she's like, because you'll probably need lube. So, I'm thinking, okay. I never use lube on my other dildo, but maybe. Maybe because it's, like, a different type of material. So, talking to this person, and I don't need lube. I didn't need lube the whole time. I don't know. It worked just fine without lube, so. George Clooney. Let's do Brad Pitt instead. Let's do Brad Pitt instead. Oh, God, he looked the best in Fight Club. Okay, so am I inserting this in No Hitachi, just the bendy plushie, the plushie bendy. And it's not on. I'm going to insert it while it's not on. Because it goes on. Oh. Oh, now it's slightly on. Let's go through all the different. It's got like 10 different speeds. So let's see. That's off. And this button goes. It's just. Oh God, that one feels really good. Yeah. Definitely a worthwhile investment. Very low setting. This is the low setting. Ooh. I like that setting. That's the high setting. Right there.
Think about how badly my pussy wants your cum. You know my pussy needs it. Are you gonna fuck my tight little pussy? Yeah? Are you gonna fill my tight little pussy with your cum?
You okay? That's two. Maybe we still got like a little bit more time. How much more time do we have? What time is it? Oh, we've got another like 20 minutes. Try again. Oh, that feels good. Oh. I've got like pussy juice all over, like on my thighs, or on my lips, running down my crack. Good little toy, it's still on inside me. Just vibrating, staying in there. Not funny. Rubbing my clit with it inside me. My fingers just circling. That would be my dogs. You get to edit that out for fine. I'm sending this file to you, and you're gonna do your sound thing, and you're gonna edit this out. You're going to. This will be the best audio quality I've ever submitted, and it's gonna be because of you.
slow, baby. So slow. Just like that. God, my pussy feels so good right now. Mm-hmm. Yes. Fuck me. Fuck me, please. Fuck me, please. So bad, baby. So bad. Please. Please. Fuck my pussy, please. Fuck me. Fuck my pussy. Don't stop. Please. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Ryan, right there. Right there, baby. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. Fuck. 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 Oh, oh. Oh, God, I need it. Baby, you know I need it. You know I need you to fill my pussy with cum. Oh, fuck, you know I need it. My pussy, think about how badly my pussy needs you. You know my pussy needs you to fill it. You know my pussy needs your cum. You know I need it. You know I need it. Fuck, you know I need it.
So would you say we did our patriotic duty, as you'd like to call it? One more. God. You forgot. You have... Let's see, you want one more? Oh, God, you want more. Jesus. Oh, fuck. Okay, because I don't think I can either. Oh, fuck. Did you get to the third time? So did you come three times? Did I accomplish that? Or did I only get two? Four. I'm impressed. That's impressive. Like, can you move? Like, are you stuck? Like, if the zombie apocalypse happened right now, would you be fucked? You'd be like, just eat me. Just let it happen. If I'm gonna die, now's the time. Oh.
Oh, fuck. It's that toy's still in there. Little monster, isn't it? Fuck. It's interesting the angle it gets bent to while I fuck myself with it. Fuck. Don't say that. You have to move at some point in time. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh. Seriously, how awesome is it going to be when, like, I have the Nora and that happens? It's going to be fucking great. Okay. Okay. I'll touch you away.